Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Peter Welch, you are the only congressman from Vermont, but you've got two United States senators. Do you have to do a different strategy with dealing with each of them?
No. You know, the great thing that we just work together really well. There's been a lot of cooperation with Senator Sanders and Senator Leahy. And, of course, they had a lot of experience already when I first came down here 7 years ago. And they were extremely helpful to me in getting started and getting established. And, you know, it's been tremendous that we're pretty much on the same page. We work together, and we have to, because with only three representatives from Vermont in Congress, for us to punch above our weight, we've got to work together, and we do.
Bernie Sanders, of course, is a progressive type of candidate, talked about perhaps even running for president. And Mr. Leahy is, of course, a very important, maybe one of the most important senators of all in terms of seniority and the rest of it. So, but they don't take the same ideological positions. I understand when it comes to bringing home the bacon in Vermont, that's one thing. But philosophically, do you see yourself closer to one than the other?
No, actually, I think we're all pretty much on the same page. You know, there's stylistic differences. Our temperaments are different, and our positions are different. But basically, we've all been really focused economically on trying to strengthen the middle class. And we've all, I think, been really skeptical of the overreach by the CIA and the NSA and strong privacy advocates. And also strong environmental advocates. And, of course, that reflects Vermont. You know, Vermont is has got a strong tradition of respecting work and middle-class empowerment. It's been a leader also on foreign policies where we've been sensible and not quick to pull the trigger. And on privacy issues, Vermonters have led the way. So, you know, the differences, I think, between Bernie, Patrick, and me are much more personality and temperament. Our positions are different. You know, as you mentioned, Senator Leahy is an extraordinary asset for Vermont. He's the president pro tem of the Senate, and he's just in a position to play really important roles like he did recently on the Farm Bill. And Bernie's got a voice. You know, he is just the tribune of economic fairness, and I think people respond to it. So it's great working with them.
So now you've got an energy efficiency bill, which has passed the House, making its way through the Senate.
Right.
I got two questions for you. Number one, how'd you get a bill passed in the House?
Well, you know, I took kind of the way we do things in Vermont to Congress. And the way we do things in Vermont is, yeah, we disagree about things. And in Congress, I've got a lot of my colleagues who completely disagree with me about the urgency of climate change. I think that is a real and present danger. But on the other hand, a lot of those same folks, oil state people, they agree with me that if you can use less energy, whatever the power source, if you can be more efficient, that saves money. So I have reached out to a lot of my Republican colleagues and said, look, we're not going to agree on climate change. And they're in the majority, so I can't push a bill against their will. But I did write the legislation around something we do agree on, and that's efficiency. And I think that's the formula, that if you can make significant progress on something important, do it. Don't not do it because you can't get everything 100%. So, I've been working with Republicans. When we were in the majority, we passed a much more ambitious energy efficiency bill in the House. We didn't get it through the Senate. But when we were in the majority, I went to every single Republican on the committee, the Energy and Commerce Committee, and said, hey, what do you think? What are your ideas? And I included a dozen or so of their ideas in our bill when, quote, I didn't have to. Well, they remember that. They're in the majority now, and they remember, you know, Peter coming to their office saying, hey, what can we do together?
Oh, I see. You mean when you were in the majority, you went to them.
That's right. I went to them, and I didn't need them the way it worked in Washington. But in fact, I did need them, because I think that if you have a good idea, it's important to try to get that bipartisan support so that when you pass the bill, it then has a real good shot at being implemented. And, of course, we see with the health care bill, what happens when it's just a total partisan vote? One side may win the vote, but that doesn't mean they win the war. You know, it goes on and on and on. So in Vermont, that's how we do it. We would reach out to people that we disagree with because we know that because we disagree doesn't mean they don't have a some legitimate elements to their point of view. And also we want to make it work in the long run, not just win the vote that day. So I think that's really what helped on energy efficiency. And I've got a number of other energy efficiency bills with solid co-sponsorship from Republicans.
Well, give us an idea. I'm sorry, Peter, for cutting you off, but give us an idea about what's in the bill you passed.
In the bill we passed, it's called Tenet Star, and what it does is allow for the best practices in efficiency, design, and building in commercial spaces. And about 40% of our carbon emissions come from buildings. I mean, there's an immense carbon footprint from our buildings. We've had in the past what's called Building Star, which has been really helpful to some of our commercial developers. But they, of course, build commercial buildings, and the tenants occupy the space. So with the Tenant Star, you're aligning the interest of the developer along with the tenants so that you can maximize the energy efficiency and save money on both sides of the equation.
Huh. So now my second question relating to the Senate tours. I saw Chris Matthews, with whom I don't always agree, saying he thought it was almost a sure thing, if I'm listening to him right, that the Senate was going to go Republican. What would the repercussions of that be for you?
Well, that'd be bad. I mean, it's not so much for me, it's for the country. I mean, I think a Mitch McConnell-led Senate, I mean, those guys are doing everything they can to move us backwards. I mean, these are not your Vermont Republicans. You know, there's a real ideological group in that Senate that totally denies climate change. They think that the path to recovery is to lower taxes at the high end, have a tax code that continues to export jobs. And I think it would be really quite bad for the country. So I don't think Chris Matthews is right. I think you're going to see some surprises, and the Democrats will lose a few seats in some of these states that are Republican, and we had a solid Democrat. But, you know, I think people like Mitch McConnell, he's going to lose. He's got a really solid candidate in the against him, and his numbers are bad. People don't like him in Kentucky. In Georgia, where it's a Republican state, the primary, they could elect a primary. In the primary, the one person who may be unelectable in Georgia. So you're going to see some surprises both ways. And I'm not buying into the Chris Matthews line at this point.
Okay, so very quickly, the Democrats in the House lost a crucial, some people say, election down in Florida in a Republican district. And there's an awful lot of, see, we really have the Democrats on the run. Is that true?
It's not true. You know, Democrats have a real uphill battle if we're going to retake the House in an off-election year. You know, Obama's popularity is low, and the turnout is much lower, and the higher turnout has favored the Democrats. So this is uphill for us. But that race, I don't think I'd read more into it than the fact that it was a very close race in a very Republican district. And here's the situation. Congress is in disrepute. I mean, people see Congress is not getting the job done, and they're right to see that. And the polling also shows that the Republican brand is in much more trouble than the Democratic brand, and neither of us have anything to brag about. But the Republicans are the ones that are in the majority in the House and seen as the obstacles to making this place function. So we've got a situation that could go either way, because you have the Republican brand in much more trouble than the Democrats. You've got people that are upset with the dysfunction of Congress, and who are they going to vote for? And in fact, I think you're going to see a lot of these races decided on the basis of who the local candidates are. But it's going to be tough for the Democrats.
You are so smart. It's always great fun to have Congressman Peter Welch, Democrat of Vermont, giving his opinions, but also responding, quite frankly, to every question put to him. I do appreciate it, Peter.
Thank you.
And when we come back the next time, I want to pick this up, okay?
Yeah, great.